Welcome to Wanna Be Clutter Free, the podcast for ambitious moms who are ready to ditch the mess and stress for good. Let's simplify, organize, and create a life you actually love waking up to. Are you ready? Let's do this. Well, hey there, my friend. Welcome back to the show. My name is Deanna Yates, and you are listening to episode 297 of the Wanna Be Clutter Free podcast. On today's episode, I am chatting with Dr. Angela Casey, and we are talking about skincare for teens, which you might not think is something that we would cover on a clutter free podcast, but she's going to talk to us about how we can simplify our skincare routines and why skincare is healthcare and how it's going to help not just our kids, but our sanities too, because we're going to talk about decluttering bathrooms, which I know so many of you moms say, look, my kids' bathrooms are so cluttered and chaotic that I just don't even want to go in there. So we are going to be discussing that today, and I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation. Dr. Angela Casey is a double board certified dermatologist and micrographic dermatologic surgeon with a focus on skin cancer and cosmetic dermatology. As the mother of three daughters, Dr. Casey is passionate about educating and empowering youth with the knowledge, tools, and daily habits to care for their skin and prevent the majority of skin damage that she sees in her practice each day. And if being a full-time dermatologist and mother to three girls is not enough, Dr. Casey is also the founder of Bright Girl Youth Skincare, a collection curated to instill effective and consistent daily skincare habits from a young age. Bright Girl's mission is to prevent skin damage and ultimately create an impact on skin cancer incidences, which is a very near and dear subject to my heart. So we talk about that and so much more on this episode. I can't wait for you to get into it. I want to thank you so much for joining me and being a part of this community. If you like what you hear today, can you do me a huge favor and do the simplest thing that you can do and subscribe to this show? If you like this show and you come back and you listen to more than one episode, you should be a subscriber. And so many of you are not. So that's the simplest way you can help out this show. So go ahead and just click that button to subscribe. All right. You can also find show notes and links to everything we talk about on my website, wannabeclutterfree.com/297. wannabeclutterfree.com/297. All right. Let's get to this episode with Dr. Angela. Well, hey, Dr. Angela, welcome to Wanna Be Clutter Free. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Deanna. How are you?
I am lovely. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, so I'm having a lovely day. How about you? How are you doing today?
Well, it is bitterly cold here in Columbus, Ohio. I think the high reached like 18 degrees or so.
Man.
So you and I are in like two different extremes of climate, but all good things. At least the sunshine is out. So we've got some sun today, which is always welcome here in the Midwest.
I get that. When I lived in Chicago, I was like, you know what? It might be cold, but at least it's sunny. So I get those days.
We take those wins when we get them.
For sure. All right. We are having a wonderful conversation today. I'm already just putting it out there that it's going to be an awesome conversation about skincare, not just for ourselves, though, but for our teens. But before we get into that, can you please introduce yourself and tell listeners who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So I'm Dr. Angela Casey. I'm a double board certified dermatologist and micrographic dermatologic surgeon in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm also the mom of three teen and tween daughters. And it's really the intersection of those two worlds that inspired the brand that I founded called Bright Girl by Angela Casey, MD, which is dermatologist created, clean, pH balanced, and clinically proven skincare for teens and tweens.
Well, as a mom to a tween, I am thrilled to have this conversation today because we don't often get the perspective of both the dermatologist and someone who has created a clean skincare line, really with your and a mom, right? Who has her daughters front and center in her mind and world. So I'm excited about this, but I want to start with a trend that I think is a little troublesome, but I want to get your perspective on it because maybe there are some good sides to it. Let's look at this idea of the Sephora kids trend. What do you wish parents understood, one, about the trend, whether it's good or bad, and as they're going down that skincare aisle or their kids are coming to them asking for things, what do you wish they would know?
What I love about the Sephora tween and teen trend, Sephora kids, is that young people are really actively developing an interest in their skin health, in skincare, and an awareness of this important habit that needs to be implemented. That really, so the Sephora babies get a bad rap because there's a lot of marketing and negative connotation that goes along with we're pushing skincare onto these young people. However, I would argue that we actually start skincare for our children from the time that they're born. And when they're babies, we bathe them, we lotion their skin, we put sunscreen on them. So we really are starting skincare from those infant years and beyond. I think the key and where we get into trouble is a lot of mixed messages that come through marketing and social media, a feeling that more is better, and that many skincare brands are really tailored and formulated to be appropriate for mature skin, which is very different from the skin of your child and teenager, which is still developing in terms of the skin barrier and skin microbiome. So I'm excited to dive more into that. So it's not a Sephora babies being bad or good. We have to recognize that these young people do have an interest. They're curious about their skin. They want to know how to take care of it. So it's up to us as parents to provide some guidance and guardrails in terms of what products and what habits should be implemented and what should be postponed until they're a little bit older.
So I appreciate you breaking that down and also telling us, seeing both sides of it. I think you're right. The fact that we do, yes, bathing our children, putting the lotions and the skincares on them is so important. And so we just want to make sure we're putting the right products on them. So as you're setting up a starter skincare routine for a tween or a young teen, what would you say are those non-negotiables that they absolutely should be looking for? And then what do you think is completely unnecessary?
Such a good question. Let's whittle it down to the bare basics. Every morning, mineral-based sunscreen. That's going to cover your bases because sunscreens have moisturizing agents in there. You're getting your sun protection on board, which is really key. Prevention is everything when it comes to healthy skin. And then in the evening, all they need is a gentle cleanser and a moisturizer. And we can talk more about ingredients, but with the cleanser, you want something that is pH balanced to work with their skin. So bar soaps are not ideal, really heavily fragranced cleansing gels, exfoliating cleansers, not ideal. You want something gentle, smooth, that's going to work with the skin effectively, remove the dirt, makeup, oil, sweat, whatever is on their skin. And then moisturizing is really important because that's going to give our skin the nourishment and the strength that it needs to rest and recover overnight.
Okay. What are some ingredients or things that kids think they need or these tweens think they need that they really should avoid? Are there any certain ingredients we should say like, no, let's stay away from those?
Yeah. So number one, I'm going to get back to that exfoliating product. So anything that has exfoliating beads in it, a scrub, a polish of any sort. That mechanical exfoliation is really, really bad for most skin. Even for us as adults, it's not ideal. We as dermatologists don't like anything that physically or manually exfoliates the skin. But for young skin is especially vulnerable to that mechanical exfoliation because their skin barrier simply isn't as strong and adequately developed as mature adult skin is. So that's first and foremost. Secondly, I would say it's so important to avoid actives like retinols, antioxidants like vitamin C, alpha hydroxy acids, a lot of ingredients that are found in some of the most renowned skincare lines that we adults love because we are trying to undo damage and correct and fix our skin, undo those sins of our youth, so to speak. But for young skin, they simply don't need those actives. And those actives will actually tip the scale in the opposite direction. And young people will get a lot of inflammation, sensitivity, allergies, reactions. It can actually make conditions like acne and eczema much worse, which our young people don't want that. They want clear, healthy skin, glowing skin. That's why they're gravitating to these products. So it's important that we are educating them that their skin, A, is not really mature enough to handle those ingredients, and B, it can actually worsen many common skin conditions that teenagers and tweens face.
Yeah. Okay. Another big buzzword or kind of, a big thing we see now in the industry are things that are marketed as clean. So can you break down what clean beauty really means? And where can we kind of see that on the label that we can figure out, like, okay, this is actually a clean product versus a label that might be more misleading?
Clean does not mean anything is the answer. Truly. There is no standard definition. There is no criteria set about by any regulatory agency that determines if a product is clean or not.
Interesting.
So we use that term a lot because it's a term that our general public is pretty familiar with and they understand what that means. I use it in reference to Bright Girl skincare, but there's no standard, no framework in which a product has to meet certain criteria. So I think that's first and foremost. I think it's important for listeners to kind of understand what values are important to them. Is it important that a product is vegan? Is this important that it's not animal tested? The truth is, most products on the market are vegan, and almost nothing that is sold in the United States is tested on animals. So anything that's formulated in the U.S. is not tested in animals. It's not legal here for most cosmeceuticals. If you buy something overseas, the regulatory bodies are different about that. So I think that's important to know. And then also kind of understanding ingredient selection. So as a mom, if it's really important that your products are paraben-free, then you want to look for paraben-free products. And most brands will call that out on the labeling. When you're looking at sunscreens, for many moms, it's important that we avoid chemical sunscreen ingredients. They're more irritating to the skin. They're absorbed into the skin. And many moms want to look for mineral sunscreen ingredients. So I think it's really important to kind of be in tune with what's important to you. With the Bright Girl line, opted to keep out most of those quote unquote bad ingredients. So kind of in looking at surveys of what meets the highest standards for pure formulations that are formulated to like Sephora clean whole food standards, we formulated to those standards just to kind of eliminate that question and guesswork for moms. So all of our products are paraben, sulfate, phthalate free. There's no artificial dyes, no artificial fragrances. All of our sunscreens are mineral sunscreens. There's no formaldehydes. I left out all of the ingredients that I knew as a dermatologist can potentially be irritating or harmful to the skin, and really went back to the clinical studies and the data that backs those selections.
We live in San Diego, and we do not have air conditioning. So come summer, grilling outside isn't just preferred, it is absolutely required. I will not add one more degree of heat to this house if I can help it. And grilling nights work best when quality protein is already in the freezer, ready to go. The nights it's not, well, that's when dinner becomes a chaotic scramble. So I just ordered from Omaha Steaks, and I went straight for the Burger Perfection flight because my husband and daughter, well, they have declared themselves official beef burger connoisseurs, and we're doing a family taste test. 20 pure ground beef burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak, filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Each burger is ground from a single cut, not blended. It's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse price. Omaha Steaks has spent over 100 years perfecting this. Every cut of meat arrives vacuum sealed, flash frozen, and ready to go the moment you need it. No scrambling, no guessing. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
As opposed to having this like quote unquote clean beauty line, I think we went far above and beyond that with evidence-based ingredient selection.
Nice. It's comforting to know that, you know, you have 3 daughters and they're using these products as well. And so you're seeing it firsthand. You know, you're creating something that the most precious people in your life are using on a regular basis on the most front-facing part of their body, as you see. And so you can see why we as humans and women are so concerned about our skincare, because it's the first thing people see about us and often one of the first things people are judging about us. But, you know, you're making this thing and you're seeing it used every day, which is, yeah, really important.
You bring up a really good point, Deanna, and that is that our skin health is really the external manifestation of our overall health. And when you think about how your skin looks when you're sick or you're dehydrated, you're stressed or you're sleep deprived, and your skin is dull, it might be blotchy, it's more irritated, uneven skin tone, versus when you're well-rested, well-nourished, you're hydrated, you're feeling really good and how your skin has that glow. And you're absolutely right. Right or wrong, individuals make judgments of other individuals based on their skin health. So we do want to equip and empower our young people with the tools and understanding to care for their skin and help guide them with the ingredient selection. And I think this is really pertinent for your audience because the whole theme of your podcast is about really focusing on the effective essentials in our world and sometimes filtering out all of the other nonsense, right? And that's what we wanted to do with Bright Girl Skincare. That was kind of a foundational concept of let's eliminate all the extra steps in the skincare regimen, but let's also empower our young people with the understanding of what products are necessary and then give them a brand that really connects with them. And that is important for our young people. If you just give them lotion in a white bottle that doesn't smell nice and there's not really any branding around it that resonates with them, they're not going to use it. But when you give them really beautiful products and high quality formulations in a package that looks cute and that they're excited to use every day, they're going to develop those habits. And they're, that consistency of the immediate positive feedback then encourages those habits to continue. They develop these routines. And we as dermatologists know that those good routines, when started at a young age, can prevent a large majority of skin damage down the line.
I want to get into the skin damage in just a minute, but let's keep it on that level of clutter-free, right? Taking out the chemicals that aren't necessary, keeping the things that are, like you said, it is really, this show is about that in all the different areas of your life. And so that was one of the things when you reached out to me to be on the show, I was like, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense because it is, you know, I know that I talk about stuff and stuff is just stuff and stuff is just tools, but it's great when we have the right tools for the right job. And that makes your life so much easier. So I know bathrooms are one of the areas where especially tweens and teen girls, their bathrooms can just be so inundated with different products and all sorts of things. And I know a lot of the moms that listen to this show, they're like, look, there's so much clutter going on. I don't even go in there. I don't even open the door because I just can't handle it. So let's talk about how, you know, we'll do a little bit quick. You know, how can families simplify their routines so that they're not only healthier, but that they're easier to maintain? Because you're talking about habits, you're talking about the right products. And I think if we can keep that simplified, we can reduce the number of products we need, which means that we will have less clutter in our bathrooms.
100%. Oh my gosh, you're speaking my love language. We struggle with the same thing in our household. Try as I may, I'm fighting an uphill battle against not just my three daughters, but my husband too, who are very attached to stuff. And just as you said, Deanna, and I think a lot of us as moms are guilty of it too. When you look in our bathroom cabinet or in our hall closet, there's just a lot of different brands, a lot of different products. And that's actually one of the reasons why we might struggle with reaching skin health and skin appearance goals. Because when we are constantly switching back and forth and every few days, you know, we're using something different, we're adding something in, we're leaving something out, it really does a disservice for our skin. Our skin likes consistency. It kind of likes when you use products that work well together. And so many regimens, and when you're bringing in products from different brands and they have different actives and they do different things on your skin, it becomes this compounding effect that, again, ultimately often leads to skin irritation of skin. I have so many patients that say, like, Dr. Casey, my skin is so sensitive. And then when we delve into what they're actually using, they bring in their bag and there's like 15 different products in it. And they're using some on some days and some on the other days. So it is very important. A couple points. A, if you really can select products that are designed to work together, that doesn't mean they all have to come from the same brand, but many brands are kind of designed to inherently have these simplified regimens within them. So that's one thing. Secondly, if you can stay consistent with any given skincare routine for 3 months is the ideal in our world of dermatology. That's really how long it takes to determine and make a fair assessment of the efficacy of a skincare regimen. You're not going to see a difference in a week or two in most cases. So really 3 months, and that has to do with how long it takes the skin cycle to turn over, which is about a full month, how long it takes your skin to kind of adjust and adapt to those new ingredients, and how long it takes your skin to expunge any underlying damage, congestion, etc. So that's an important point. And then I will also say, just on a day-to-day basis, when you have a regimen of just a couple steps in the morning, a couple steps in the evening, it takes out that stress that comes with the decision fatigue that we face every day. And we face it when we're choosing what outfit to wear, when we're choosing what to eat, when we're choosing our accessories. If you can just simplify that one component of your daily regimen and stay consistent, it really takes a lot of the stress out, especially for our young people. They have plenty of stress already with friendships and school and sports. So this is really a gift that you can give them of just streamlining it in a way that that routine really creates some security and results for them.
Now you're speaking my love language. When it comes to routines and habits and really setting up those healthy habits and things that they will do consistently. I'm going to just have a little sidebar here. Look, I had a moment when I was in my 20s, knowing that I had my habits established when I would go out for the evening and would have some drinks, and I would wake up in the morning and I had brushed my teeth, washed my face, and taken my contacts out. Like, the fact that I would do those no matter what state I was in meant that I had already established those habits. And so I just think that that's kind of a funny little sidebar if anybody wants a little personal insight. But I think that's kind of my goal when I think about my daughter and setting her up for life. No matter what is happening, what are those non-negotiables that she's going to fall back to no matter what, even if she spends a night out?
Very true. I mean, I don't know if you've listened to James Clear, or if you've read the book Atomic Habits, a phenomenal book. And a lot of what he talks about feeds into this discussion. And I think some themes that are really relevant for your listeners. But that story you just shared, brushing your teeth, washing your face, it became so automatic to you that it becomes reflexive. You don't have to think and then implement those actions. It's just a reflex. You're like, I'm home for the night. These are the things I'm going to do. We really want skincare to become that way. Starting our young people in those habits is going to help build those routines so that they become reflexive, so that they never miss a day of applying their sunscreen, so they never miss a day of washing their face at night. And the easier we make that, the fewer steps, the less decisions they have to make in that process, the more likely they are to be successful with it. And I think it's important for us as parents to have that conversation with our teenagers. Like, the reason you shouldn't be using 20 products is A, it's probably going to make your skin worse, and B, you're not going to get the results you want. And we want to build these healthy habits for you.
Yeah, I love that. I also love what you said there about the 3 months. So for me, that just made me think of, like, okay, a full season, right? Like, a full season out of the year. And that at least gives us a good benchmark to say, like, okay, there's nothing wrong if it's not working within a week or 2 weeks. It just is going to take time. And so it at least gives us that moment. Because I remember, like, for me, I can pretty much do anything if I know when the ending is. I struggle when I'm like, I don't know how long this is going to take. Is it actually going to work? is this something that I really should stick with? You know, am I at that point where I should be looking for something else? So knowing that 3-month marker, I think, is huge and is going to really help people. The follow-up question I wanted to have was, how do you know if your products work well together? Because you said it doesn't necessarily have to all be from one brand, but they should work well together. And how do you know if that's a thing that is happening?
So I think in a general sense, just being aware and being in tune with how your skin feels in that moment. So okay. When you put on a product, if it's stinging or burning your skin, if you use a cleanser and then you're using, say, an active serum and it doesn't feel good, that's your skin's way of saying, like, it's a lot. Now, the truth is, we, especially as adults, are going to sometimes use some actives that do cause a little bit of irritation, because they're working and they're reversing damage. But I think really being in tune with how your skin feels at baseline and then how it feels with those products combined is the first thing. And then secondly, measuring your skin more objectively over time. I love to do this with digital photos, a picture every month, so you can monitor that progress. Because if you're just looking at your skin day to day, you may not really appreciate or recognize those results that are happening in your skin. Whereas if you're looking at it month to month to month, and especially over a 3-month period, you can really see some dramatic improvement that's kind of reiterates that you are on the right path and the products are working together. So yeah, just be wary of any stinging, burning, redness, irritation, and back off if that's the case, or adjust your regimen. And it's just, as you said, so important to be clear on expectations with any skincare regimen. And I say that as a brand founder, and as we talk about Bright Girl regimens, and I say that as a physician when I'm talking with patients and giving them realistic expectations of timelines and how much they can expect to see with, for example, a topical cream versus a laser treatment or a chemical peel. You know, what's the difference among those? What's the time frame? How many treatments, et cetera? You just have to be very transparent with expectations from the beginning.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, it would make sense that one that's going to be under the, administration of a professional is going to be a lot faster and, you know, more of an immediate or quicker result versus something that I'm putting on topically at home, because we don't want it to go overboard. So you have to err on the other side. It's going to take a little bit longer and compounding results for sure. So yeah, that makes sense. All right. Before we get into the skin health things, I want to come back to, I know your brand is not makeup based, but I think that's another area where a lot of these teens and tweens are getting into different makeups and full face and all this stuff. And I think that can be another little slippery slope. So what are your recommendations there, and how can we help guide our kids and not have the, you know, crazy faces I probably had in junior high? Goodness.
I know. Back in the days, like, yeah. Well, don't ask me to make too many recommendations on makeup brands, because I am a makeup minimalist, where I've got some brow gel and mascara and that's about it. So maybe I'm just lazy when it comes to my morning routines, but streamlined and simple. But I'm a big believer in having very healthy skin so that you don't have that need or desire to feel like you need to cover everything up and camouflage. It's so hard for our young people because they are constantly being inundated on social media with these transformation before and after, these like makeup duopers totally changing the look. And while I do believe that everybody should be free to express themselves, and if they like to do a full face of makeup, it's not unlike fashion, and we're all allowed to do what we want. We should be empowered to express ourselves as we want. But the perspective I come from is, if you have that healthy, clear, glowing skin as your foundation, that makeup becomes optional. And I think it's important that we message that to our young people, that yes, the makeup's there if you want it, but we don't want them to feel that they need to change their appearance because as they are is not good enough. And sometimes I think that that is the messaging that they're receiving, whether it's through makeup, through filters on phones, through the appearance of other individuals on social media. If they do opt to wear makeup, it's very important that we also equip them with the understanding of how to remove that makeup properly and comprehensively so that their skin is able to get that rest and recovery and regeneration that it requires overnight. Because our skin works hard for us all day long, and then we're piling on makeup and other actives, not to mention all the pollutants and environmental allergens that our skin comes in contact with. Our skin is regulating our temperature all day. It's working so hard. At night, it really needs that time to sleep, in a sense, just like the rest of our body. And when we have makeup and other ingredients still on our skin that are potentially irritating, it's not able to perform that function of resting and recovering that it needs overnight. What it needs is a clean slate and good hydration to optimally process those functions.
I absolutely love that perspective. I love that idea of looking at your skin, being nicer to your skin and all that it does for you, and giving it that moment to rest and recharge and rejuvenate itself, because again, it is your largest organ and we don't think of it that way. So, I really like that. That was fabulous. And I agree. People are welcome to do whatever they want for makeup. I'm on board. I don't care who uses it, how much they use it. I just know that it is, I love that perspective of, I don't want girls to feel like they have to cover up in order to be something, or that they feel their skin needs it. You know, let's help them be as healthy as they can be. I think that's really what it comes down to. So I love that.
Yeah. And it fits in well with that theme of your podcast, which is really about simplifying, right? So do we need to layer on, you know, 8 different shades of contour and foundation and all the eye makeup? It's just almost like our face becomes cluttered with all these products.
Yeah.
And not that that can't be a thing. Or if you ever watch the videos that are like the morning shed routines, do you ever see that where people have the silk, like hair wraps, and they've got like gel eye masks on, and they've got like a chin strap, and they've got like a face mask, and they're literally like, they sleep in all this stuff and then they're peeling it off in the morning. If they've got like 10 different things like wrapped and layered and everything, I think that's a perfect example of this, some of the messaging that's getting through to our young people. Mm. And they see that and they're like, oh, it's so good. And like, look at her. She looks so fresh after she takes all that stuff off. From a dermatologist perspective, all of that stuff is really unnecessary. It's more of a show or a parade of, you know, these are all the things we're going to do and it's going to be fun and entertaining. But from a skin health perspective, completely unnecessary.
Good to know. Your algorithm is different than mine because I've never seen those. Oh my gosh.
I probably need to get some more organizational videos in my algorithm.
Those are also performative. So don't worry about it. Like, in the same sense that you're seeing those and going, that's totally performative. As much as I love a good ASMR and an organization, you know, of a drawer, it's not necessary, right? It's interesting and it can be entertaining and it can be fun to watch, but do you have to have the exact bins and color coded and all the things? No, you just have to make it simplified to work for you. And so it's a very similar message. It's just really funny that it's from different perspectives, different algorithms.
I forget her name, but you had a guest on recently that talked about this very thing about like the trend of organization becoming more like functional as opposed to perfect. So like, what helps the flow of your day and what works the best? You don't have to like label everything and color code every little thing and have it be so perfect. And I think that same approach can be taken to skincare. Like, what's functional? Your sunscreen, so you don't forget to put it on every day. For a lot of my patients, they put it right by their toothbrush because they always brush their teeth in the morning. Some of them put it by their car keys, so before they leave the house for the day, they remember to put their sunscreen on. So what's going to work with the flow of your day that It's not, your sunscreen isn't crammed into the back of a cabinet somewhere where you're not going to see it. You're going to forget to apply it. And just kind of thinking about the day-to-day routine and schedule that you go through, and where can you place these items so that you habit stack with other actions you perform throughout the day.
Love that. Back to those Atomic Habits by James Clear. I love those for sure. And that episode was actually episode 292 with Tracy McCubbin. So I will link to that in case anyone is listening and they're like, oh, that sounds good. I want to go back to that episode. So that was that one. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yes. The easier we can make the things we want to do, the more we will do them. And yeah, your environment shaping, you know, your habits and who you are, right? Because your habits shape who you are and who you become. And one of those habits that you've mentioned is sunscreen. And let's get back into that skin health, because skin cancer is something that's very personal to me. My father-in-law died of melanoma. It's been almost 15 years. And I think that many families don't realize how important early prevention is. So, you know, our poor child is like, okay, sunblock, she gets it, right? Like it is drilled in, like you are not leaving the house without it. So how do you help parents have these conversations without fear, but with intention, and also so that the kids take it to heart? Because I think so many times we can have these conversations, and as we're older, we have more perspective and we're more concerned, like I'm more concerned because now I'm 45. So I'm more concerned about my skin and my appearance and how, you know, I know my elasticity is going. My 12-year-old's like, I've got all the time in the world, right? That's so far from now. So how do you help them get this message across and get the kids on board?
First of all, I think it's really hard for kids to connect with that message of wear your sunscreen so you don't get a skin cancer when they've been personally affected, like your daughter was a family member that passed away from a very serious skin cancer. That might connect with them a bit more. The truth is that skin cancer will affect 1 in 5 Americans, so 20% of Americans by age 70. So chances are that you or someone you know will suffer from a skin cancer. The good news is the large majority of those skin cancers are what are called non-melanoma skin cancers. So basal cell skin cancers being the most common, squamous cells the second most common. And these are very preventable skin cancers with the proper preventative habits like you were alluding to. So skin cancer is the number one cancer worldwide, and it actually outnumbers all other cancers when you combine them. So you take every case of breast cancer, colon cancer, liver cancer, you combine all of those cancers, skin cancer still outnumbers all of those. It is a really sobering statistic that I think a lot of people don't understand. It is really something that should be top of mind for all of us. Fortunately, even though it's the most prevalent prevalent cancer, it's also one of the most preventable. We find that 90%, so 90% of basal cell and squamous cell skin cancers are directly linked to ultraviolet damage. So that simple act of putting on your sunscreen every day can prevent a large majority of skin damage that occurs throughout our lifetime. So that's very important. Another important message for parents to be aware of is that 5 or more sunburns in your life doubles your risk of melanoma skin cancer. And probably most of us of our generation, Deanna, have had 5 or more sunburns in our 100%. Lifetime if we have the type of skin that sunburns like you and I do.
Yeah.
So that's an important message. With all that being said, our young people do not care about that. They care about having products that feel good on their skin. They might care about doing something healthy for themselves. So that might connect with them. Just like kids, they feel better when they exercise or they eat well. It doesn't mean that they do it all the time, but that can sometimes stick as a habit. I think the secret is when you give them products that are so phenomenal and the experience of using them is so elevated and exceptional that they begin to crave using those products every day is the key. So you've got to do that through branding, through the formulation itself and how it feels and performs on their skin, and then how their skin looks afterwards. We've been very successful with this with our Bright Block tinted mineral sunscreen. It's an SPF. Our young people, our teenagers, love the tinted sunscreen because it feels kind of like makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It has broad spectrum UVA, UVB protection. It offers a little bit of sheer coverage. So if they have a little bit of acne, a little bit of blotchiness to their skin, it's going to give them this beautiful bright glow to their skin that's very healthy. It has hyaluronic acid in it, so it's very hydrating. So they love the experience of using it so much. And then they love how their skin looks with the sunscreen on. That keeps them coming back for more. I think when you can create products like that, and it might not be the Bright Girl sunscreen, it might be there are now some compact powder sunscreens that are available that also perform the same function. They love using the sponge to apply the sunscreen powder. Some of them come in like a brush that you put it on, the sunscreen powder goes on, it has like a little bit of shimmer to it. I think when you can provide products like that to our young people, they get really excited about using the sunscreen. If you just hand them a tube of pasty, thick mineral sunscreen, and you're like, put that on your face, and then it leaves this white cast and it's hard to rub in, they're going to be like, no. But when you can kind of integrate it into a more exciting formulation and experience for them, I think that's where we're successful as parents. And that's when they get hooked to those good hacks.
I love that. Coming back to the, you get more, you know, flies with honey or than with vinegar, right? Like, I don't know if that's the actual term, but like, right. We want to give them the product that, one, we get the result we want, but they also get something out of it, because we know as parents, nagging doesn't work. You can nag and shout until you're blue in the face, but they're not going to do it in the long term. And I find my role as a parent, I keep coming back to, I want to set her up to be successful as an adult out in the world on her own. I'm not going to be there forever. She's going to start pushing me away soon because she's going to want to go with her friends. And that's a normal part of life and development. But I want her to have the tools and the resources that she needs so that she can be successful on her own as she goes out into the world. So yeah, I love that. I love that idea of, yeah, let's give them a little bit of something that they want.
And also be very open when they bring something to you. So when they come to you and they say, oh, I saw this brand on social media and such influencer was using it, it's really important that we hear what they're saying and evaluate it and kind of better understand where they're coming from, what's drawing them to that product. And maybe that product is great for them and maybe it's not, but it really kind of validates their feelings, lets them know that we see and hear them. And if it's not a good option for them, then trying to redirect and steer them in a different direction.
Love that. Well, and you even surprised me. As somebody who is versed in the skincare world, who was 100% just like all in on that 15 years ago as we were going through all the treatments and everything, I'm shocked to find out that it is as prevalent as all the other cancers combined. That is a crazy statistic. Like, that is just mind-blowing. And that some of it is so preventative. We just have to start wearing our sunblocks.
Absolutely. And that's a big mission with Bright Girl, is equipping our young people with the knowledge to better understand that, giving them the tools, the right ingredients, helping them understand ingredient selection, product selection, but also giving them the why behind why we do and recommend the things that we do when it comes to caring for your skin.
Yeah. And for parents, I would be curious what you think about this idea of, like, you know, as a parent, we would never just allow our kids to go smoke cigarettes, just like, whatever. Yeah, we don't know any of the problems, you know, or we kind of know it's not great for you, but you wouldn't do that. But you just don't even think about it sometimes with the sun. And to me, it's the same, right? It's this, you can not smoke cigarettes and it's not going to stop all lung cancers, obviously, but it's going to be a big prevention. Same with, we can wear sunblock and hats and things like that. And it's going to be such a preventative measure for us to take. Skin cancer is no joke. We don't want our young people to have that. And if we just, I think sometimes we just don't even think about it being something that will affect us.
The message I want your listeners to walk away with is, it's so important to prevent sunburns. The sun is not bad. The sun is actually good for us in moderation. Okay. But it's that burning mechanism that is the root of so much skin damage and is more directly correlated with skin cancers. So don't ever feel like you can't go on the beach vacation and your kids can't play sports outside and they can't live normal life, but just be smart about it. And as much as you can, avoid those sunburns.
There you go. That's a great piece of advice, you know, as we would absolutely expect from a dermatologist of your caliber. So yeah, fantastic. Well, I want to kind of follow up with this idea that you say self-care is healthcare. And so how can parents reframe skincare, not as indulgence or trend chasing, but as simply daily practice that supports long-term health? And how can they model that?
So a couple of things. I think parents can model it themselves in making their skincare a priority and demonstrating that for their young people. So when you as a parent, you make a point to put your sunscreen on every day and take those opportunities to talk about that with your kids, like, oh, wait, I forgot my sunscreen. Let me go grab that before we head out. Or oh, got to get my sunscreen on before, you know, we go out to run errands. I think that that is a great opportunity that you are walking the walk, so to speak, when it comes to those good habits. Likewise, when you wash your face and do those routines. And our young people love to see that because they find comfort and security in seeing their parents doing it and then wanting to model that behavior. So that's one thing. We as parents have to walk the walk. Secondly, I think that any action or routine that instills a sense of confidence in our young people can inarguably be linked to healthcare and self-care, because it's that mental wellness component that comes from doing something nice for yourself every day and that is part of your identity. So when you as a teenager develops that identity of, I'm a person who takes care of my skin every day versus I'm a person who doesn't care. I'm going to go to bed with my makeup on. And I'm not going to do anything. That's not what we want. We want them to feel confident and secure in that and to have that feeling of I'm worth this. I'm worth doing this nice thing for myself. And the thing about skincare, when it comes to good habits, self-care habits, it's a low-hanging fruit. It's a whole lot harder for our kids to eliminate all the junk food out of their diet or go exercise every day. Like skincare is actually fun and they want to do it and it doesn't take a lot of time and they're pretty interested in it. So when we look at the grand scheme of all the things that we can do for wellness for our young people, that's an easy win for them. Then again, that confidence and self-worth that comes from them internally in taking pride in performing these actions every day, maybe learning more about it and then sharing that knowledge with friends. It's such a win-win and such positive energy for them that why would we want to hold that back or tell them, oh, that's indulgent and that's frivolous and you don't need that. It's absolutely not true. And I just gave you the statistics on why skin health should be so top of mind for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Angela, this has been fantastic. Tell listeners where they can find out more about you and Bright Girl.
Yeah. So on social media, TikTok and Instagram, you can find us at Bright Girl Beauty. It's spelled just like it sounds, B-R-I-G-H-T-G-I-R-L Beauty. All one word. I do TikTok lives a couple times a week. So join us on those. We got lots of fun educational videos. And then you can find the products at brightgirl.com.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely link to those in the show notes so viewers and listeners can go right there and get them. Yeah, take a look and see what is available there. So it's fantastic. So yeah, I'm excited to get them and try them out myself. And maybe I'll share with my daughter. I'm just kidding. Of course, she'll get them. Maybe she'll share with me, I should say.
It's going to be the perfect streamlined routine for your household. Just what you need and nothing that you don't.
Love it. It's so perfect. All right. Well, my favorite way to close out every episode before you go is with three rapid fire questions. And the first one is, what does clutter-free mean to you?
Clutter-free means much less stress to no stress in my life because I know where everything is. I have that expectation and I have that flow throughout my day.
Love it. Number two, what is making you happy right now or in this season of your life?
My family, because Our girls, although they're teens and tweens, they still love spending time with us. And my favorite way to spend a weekend is just at home having a family dinner and then snuggling together and watching a movie with them.
So nice. And then my third and final one, what's one small step you recommend listeners take today?
Wear your sunscreen every single morning. Make it part of your daily routine. It's a small lift that takes only a couple minutes, but it can make a tremendous difference in terms of your long-term skin health.
Such a good one to end on. Well, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much, Dr. Angela.
Thank you, Deanna.
That was a good episode, right? See, I told you we were going to make skincare and our teens' skincare routines come back to how we can help our families be clutter-free and just using the right tools and resources. Because I have found over decluttering and, you know, using all the stuff in our house and trying to figure out what we actually need, that sometimes it's just the right tools. If we have the right tool for the job and one that is not over cumbersome or isn't super, you know, one use, that it really makes a difference. And so I think we can apply that same philosophy to our skincare. And if we can teach our kids the habits we want them to have when they're younger, that they will have throughout their life, isn't that what we can do as parents to give them that gift? I think that's just a wonderful thing. So I'm super happy we had Dr. Angela on the show today. Make sure you check out her and all the links in the show notes. That's at wannabeclutterfree.com/297. And yeah, come over and let me know what you thought about this episode. I'm really curious to hear what you thought, how your skincare routines are, maybe the ones for yourself, for your kids, and if there's anything you're going to change. That statistic about skin cancer was mind-blowing to me. And I feel pretty versed in that world, as you heard me talk about. So that was a new one for me. So if we can prevent any of that, trust me, we want to prevent that for our kids, for ourselves as well. And it's not too late. I know she did talk about the 5 sunburn thing, but it's still worth it to prevent, you know, any sunburns and any skin damage that we can now. So start now, no matter where you are, and definitely model that behavior for your kids and get them to start now, because it really will make a difference. I'm just excited to hear what you think. So you can come over, you can connect with me on Instagram. I'm at wannabeclutterfree. You can subscribe to this show wherever you listen to podcasts, leave a rating and a review, whatever you'd like to do. I would just love to hear from you and know what you thought about this episode. And then, of course, thank you to Dr. Angela for coming on and sharing her expertise and her knowledge and for creating something that's going to make a difference in the world. I love that her skincare line is going to help teens and tweens get into these good habits and have a clean solution for them going forward. I absolutely love that. So I love her mission and the products seem amazing. And like I said, I'm excited to get some myself and share them with my daughter, borrow my daughter's and see what they're like for me too. So join me next week. I'm going to be talking with Amy Slinker-Smith. She's been on the show before, but this time we are going to be talking about downsizing, because she just recently went through this with her in-laws, both the act of downsizing them and then the last week cleaning out their apartment. So she has some thoughts on this. I did an episode on this recently and she was like, oh my gosh, I want to come and tell you my story, because it's a good one. It's going to be, you know, full of emotion. Her father-in-law and mother-in-law passed away within 3 months of each other. So she had to do both downsizing and then cleaning out. And so we're going to talk about what that process was like for her and her family and, you know, what she's been doing as an organizer and how it has probably helped them and what that has meant for her family as well. So I am excited to talk to her. You loved that episode last time she was on. It was actually one of the most popular on my podcast. So you're not going to want to miss it next week. So again, if you haven't subscribed, do it so that you don't miss out, because I know what it's like. If you know, if you're not subscribed, you're probably going to forget this podcast by next week. It's just how it goes. So do that, hit that button. You're going to love it. It's going to be good for you going forward. All right. So join me next week for that. And until next time, take care. Keep things simple. Let's simplify the routines and build the right habits. So start with one small thing you can do this week and model that for your kids and let me know how it goes. Trust me, I know you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to. I really believe you can. I'm Deanna Yates, and you've been listening to Wannabe Clutter Free. I'll see you next week. Cheers.